Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
Yes, it's 63823.
And what would be the first and last name?
Is this, can I tell you what I'm calling about first?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I looked online and it said this was a scam. It's about a Dyson vacuum cleaner, doing a survey and winning the vacuum cleaner. And I tried to enter a card number, and the first time I did it, it said insufficient funds, and that's not true. There's funds on there. The second time, it said the address was wrong. So I'm beginning to wonder about it. So. Do you know anything about it?
Yes, ma'am, but I would need to locate the account in question, ma'am.
Well, it's not an account, I don't think. I just filled out my name
and
everything.
It's just a terminology that we use, ma'am.
Okay. What company is this?
We are a third-party call center, ma'am.
Third-party call center.
Yes, ma'am. And we answer the calls for the company. We have no control over who receives the emails and who don't. They're usually randomly selected through via IP addresses. We're not affiliated with Dyson or with Apple or with any of the major companies that's offering for the prizes. But we are the call center that answer the calls
so this
for
is
the
not
meal
a scam. Plan. This is not a scam that you know of?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So what do you need now?
The first and last name, ma'am.
Okay. Cynthia Fiscus.
Thank you for that, ma'am. And I do see that this would be for the contest entry for the Dyson Vacuum Sweepstakes for the Buy Tub Meal Plan. And I see that all three charges were declined.
I don't understand this, so maybe I better just not fool with this. So, because it didn't say anything about a contest, it just said that if I did the survey, that I automatically won the vacuum because they pulled my name. And I won the Dyson from the Home Depot.
Yes, ma'am. And whenever the customer submits for the entry fee, then they would be automatically enrolled into the meal plan.
And I have to pay $5 for shipping and handling.
And that would be
and when
considered
I tried to enter it just didn't. It just doesn't sound right. Okay, never mind. I'm just going to cross that off, okay? Because, the first time it said insufficient funds, and that's bull because I called and found out right before I did it. The second time it said the address wasn't right. So, anyway, thank you anyway. I'll report this.